Bony Rube and Son. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. We're covering, of course, the story of Kobe Bryant and his passing and the others tragically today. To talk about Kobe Bryant and his legacy, we bring in Mark Berman from The New York Post. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lori. Thanks for having me on. A very, very tough night at the Garden for the players, the fans, the journalists, the announcers. It really was a very surreal evening.
Yeah, so let's start there. Just on a personal level, you know, when you think back of all the years that you've covered the NBA, you know, certainly Kobe Bryant, one of the iconic players you've covered. How are you processing this news?
It's just shocking, especially because last night was such a historic evening with LeBron passing him and Kobe tweeting. I mean, he was right in the limelight even as of last night. But, you know, a helicopter crash with his daughter. I mean, this guy had put together this second career where he was really thriving. And I thought when Kobe retired, I just had a feeling he was just going to disappear. Instead, it was just the opposite. I know I did a phone interview with him a couple of years ago after he wrote that wonderful award-winning documentary about his life and his career. And I said, so what's next? And he just was talking on and on about all these different plans he has, writing and books and plays and different things. So 41 years old and just such I know the word icon is so such a cliche, but like, after Michael Jordan, I still think it's Kobe Bryant. And that's what Marcus Morris said after the game. He says it's Michael and Kobe. And he wouldn't put LeBron in that pantheon right now. He's just so young and still has so much life ahead of him.
Yeah, so I did want to ask you about that, you know, covering the game the way you do. This group of players, you know, LeBron, they compete against, and while some of them may have grown up rooting for LeBron, a lot of them are contemporaries still of LeBron. I think that, you know, if you're of a certain age, you grew up and Michael was your guy. For a lot of today's players, current NBA players, wasn't Kobe Bryant kind of their guy growing up?
Exactly correct. Michael's a little too old for this group, this current group. You know, Marcus Morris, you know, he grew up in Philadelphia where obviously Kobe did also. So he was really heartbroken in the locker room afterward. And just how all these players looked up to Kobe as a kid and just idolized him and wanted to be like Kobe and do everything, the moves and the way he carried himself. They're all in shock. And obviously in that locker room, the Knicks won the game, but everyone was so sad, talking about just basically not about the game, but just having to play the game under these circumstances. Marcus thought that they shouldn't have played. I'm sure a few other players felt the same way. Although Taj Gibson said, listen, I think Kobe would have wanted us to go out there, compete, and give it all we've had. And that's what motivated him tonight.
Talking to Mark Berman from The New York Post about Kobe Bryant and talking about what motivated him, when you remember him, and it's hard to have the perspective of it being so fresh, but when you think of him, let's say that, when you think of him, what first comes to mind when you think of Kobe Bryant, the player?
You know, I feel that there's only a few players, if I was just a fan, that I want to pay a lot of money to watch. And Kobe Bryant is one of those very few players of the last 20 years that I would want to, you know, take my hard-earned money and pay money to watch. He was so graceful, exciting, the charisma, the flair. You can't, it's tough to put it into words, but he had it. Mm-hmm. He had the word it.
Mm-hmm.
And not some of these stars are very good players, but he just had this magnetism. And he was always great, you know, just dealing with him professionally. He was just great with the media. You know, as he, especially as he got into his elder years, he was very profound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a joy to watch a champion. Everything about him, I can't even criticize. I know there were some issues with Shaq early in his career. Phil Jackson had to negotiate the chemistry between them, who was getting the ball more. But eventually they figured it out, and they won a bunch of championships.
When you mentioned the charisma and that it factor, were you there the night that Kobe scored 61 points back in 2009 and temporarily set the at the time record, single game scoring record for Madison Square Garden?
Of course, and I mean, the fans were rooting for it.
That's what I remember. That's a crazy point. Tell people about that.
Yeah, I mean, as the night wore on, the Knicks fans wanted to see the history. And as the game wore on, I still wasn't sure if he was going to do it. But I think the crowd spurred him on. He always loved playing in the Garden and playing here. You know, I had asked him a few times when he was a free agent, would he listen to the Knicks? And he always said he would. And I think Isaiah Thomas once had a free agent meeting with him, but the Knicks never had the cap space. It never worked out. Amazing what it would have been if Kobe could have ever been a Knick. You know, grew up in Philadelphia, so it wasn't so far-fetched for him to come all the way east. But it was beautiful the way his career started and ended as a Laker.
And how did the Garden feel? You know, you've covered a lot of different players through the years, but what was, you know, does it feel different, you know, in the Garden, in your opinion, did it feel different on a night when Kobe Bryant was playing there versus another night with another great player?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Jordan obviously probably was the pinnacle, and then after that, I always thought that Kobe brought the buzz out of the Garden more than LeBron. LeBron has had some special nights here, but I don't know. There's something about Kobe and being in the purple and gold is just so an exciting night. I mean, the fans were decked out in their Kobe jerseys religiously anytime the Lakers showed up. Julius Randle, actually, when he signed with the Knicks, he talked about how the Garden felt so amazingly electric that night he was here, a teammate of Kobe in Kobe's final game. And it was one of the drawing factors that it was the first impression of the Garden to him. And Kobe just lit this place up. And I don't, maybe Jordan did just a little by a hair, but Kobe was next.
You mentioned Julius Randle, so current Knick Julius Randle, who actually was a teammate of, and I believe Wayne Ellington for a short time was as well, but Randle was for a few years. Anything, you know, in particular that Julius Randle said as a former teammate of Kobe Bryant?
Well, unfortunately, Julius was really broken up, and he talked to Miller before the game. There was talk about him maybe not playing. He decided to play. He scored 22 points and had 15 rebounds. But after the game, he's always right by his locker, the first guy we always talk to every night, no matter win or loss. But when we got inside, he had gone. He had left the locker room early. He was just too emotional to talk to the media after the game. It just shows how he really connected with Kobe in his first two seasons in the league. And Kobe had taken him under his wing. It was hard times for Julius. He was kind of a bust at the very beginning of his career. And Kobe supposedly was there for him, and he's called him his big brother. Obviously, we'll be talking to him as the week moves on.
Talk to Mark Berman from the New York Post, and who certainly has been, you know, covered a number of great Kobe Bryant moments. You know, we're talking about covering Kobe at Madison Square Garden, and certainly I had read comments and heard comments from Kobe about how much playing at the Garden meant to him. He was a student of the game and honored the history of the game. But what was it, you know, try and explain to people if you can, how did it feel to cover the Lakers, you know, and the relationship between Kobe Bryant and Laker fans in Los Angeles?
I'm sorry, what was it like to cover the Lakers?
No, in other words, when you would go out, you know, covering the Knicks, you'd go out to Los Angeles and cover a Laker game, what was the relationship like? You know, we're talking about relationship between Knicks fans and Kobe here in New York, but what did it feel like covering a game there and Kobe's relationship with Laker fans?
Yeah, he was a god there, but I'll be honest, even Staples Center, it's fun to cover a game there because the celebrities are all over the place and we're sitting courtside. But it's not a loud building. And, yes, in the NBA Finals, it gets pretty loud. But a regular season game against the Knicks, you know, it's not as electric as the Garden. When the Lakers come to the Garden, it feels like it's a bigger deal. But I remember early on covering this beat, that one game where Chris Childs tried to knock Kobe's block off. They had a little fight at the end of the game, and I remember Childs was talking to us after the game. Where is Kobe? I'd love to know, you know, where he is after the game. I mean, it was a lot of theater. But, yeah, Kobe is in Los Angeles. He's a god. And I will say, if he could have played in New York, then he would have surpassed the Michael Jordan, you know, as the greatest of all time. I think he could have become even more iconic if he ever played the Garden. But the Staples Center is a nice stage, but I just felt that it was more fun covering Kobe when he played here.
All right. Got another, just 1 minute before I have to let you go. Is there a last story or, you know, in conversations with Kobe, a last story to tell us or something that, you know, perhaps we don't necessarily know about him?
You know, I have relatives who went to school at Lower Merion in Pennsylvania, my nephews and nieces, and he cared very deeply about the high school still, gave a lot of donations. There's a lot of plaques and showcases for Kobe, and he would pop in to watch a game here and there. He really, you know, he doesn't talk about it a lot, but Philadelphia still meant a lot to him and his high school.
And certainly I think, you know, not that surprising maybe that he would pop in for even like a high school game, because I think that, you know, above all else, I guess he said it with Dear Basketball, is Kobe Bryant loved the game of basketball. Mark Berman, sorry to be talking to you on a sad night, but appreciate the time and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Laurie. Take care.